Game On.
Game On.
2FM.
You're listening to the Game On podcast. You can join us nightly on 2FM, Monday to Friday from 7. But we're going to talk about the financial aspect of football next. The BBC Sports News correspondent Richard Conway joins us. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Damien. Good evening.
Good to talk to you. Interesting, potentially a landmark day for Manchester City today with the revelation that they're facing pretty significant sanctions for breaching UEFA's financial fair play rules.
Yeah, it's crunch time now for Manchester City and the eight other clubs who are tied up in financial fair play examinations. What we've learned today is that City are facing a fine, we believe, in the region of £50 million, that they have restrictions due to be placed on their Champions League squad for next season, and that will be coupled with a wage limit on that squad. And that's all, of course, because they have breached the break-even provision of financial fair play.
To what extent have they breached it? Is this a significant breach?
That's what we don't know yet, Damien. That's what we're going to find out probably later this week on Thursday or Friday, when we believe UEFA will give some detail about the identities of the nine. We understand that PSG, Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City are two of those nine. The other seven we're not too sure about at the moment. But we'll learn this week the nature of those breaches, how far they've gone over the line, and what sanctions they've accepted, because this is very much a negotiable situation.
And on that, City intend to quite strongly fight the UEFA proposals.
Well, we haven't heard anything officially from City, but that does seem to be the suggestion. That does seem to be the mood music coming out of Switzerland from UEFA's head office. City having been confident throughout this that they would be in line with financial fair play, that their losses would be under the £37 million that UEFA permit for financial fair play over the last two seasons. The feeling is that they are fighting this, that they are looking to extend this a number of days, and that negotiations, I was told at one point, were at a very sensitive stage.
As bizarre as this might sound, how significant a hit financially to Manchester City would this €60 million be? Or are they a club of the wealth that it's the 21 players within the Champions League squad and those restrictions that they would probably look to try and fight the strongest?
Yeah, and I think that critics of financial fair play look at that, don't they, and they say £50 million to a club like Manchester City that is owned by Sheikh Mansour of Abu Dhabi, a man who is limitless, unlimited wealth, hasn't he really? I mean, he's the oil and gas wealth that power Abu Dhabi is behind Manchester City. But this will be where the interesting detail comes into it. What is potentially at stake, and what I understand is the situation with Paris Saint-Germain, is that Paris Saint-Germain won't be fined £50 million or €60 million, in effect, up front. They will lose their prize money and their TV money from UEFA over the next three seasons. Now, whether that's going to be applied to Manchester City, we will find out in the coming days. But if that is the case, then it has connotations, it has perhaps relevance for how they will manage their financial fair play targets in coming seasons. That is where UEFA want to bring these teams on board financially, but they want them to do it in a sustainable way. It could be a carrot and stick approach that they're adopting here.
It's interesting as well. I know I was looking at some of the what's been written today, critical of the UEFA stance and this accusation that they're attacking the nouveau riche in terms of Man City and PSG. But if you look at the clubs, for a lot of people, they would represent all that is wrong in football in terms of, sponsorship deals with effectively other wings of their parent companies. And it is an area that people have clamoured for UEFA and FIFA to close and really restrict to a great extent in recent years.
Yeah, and there is a big debate over this, Damien, isn't there, over whether are UEFA right in targeting these clubs? Because on the surface, Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain have very, very wealthy backers who don't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. UEFA looked to bring in financial fair play essentially because they looked out across the European landscape and saw lots of clubs who were chasing a dream, spending lots of money in order to try and win tournaments, trying to win in European competitions. And then, of course, it all went wrong. Financial backers walked away. There were economic crises kicked in across Europe. And several clubs went into administration or nearly went under completely. UEFA looked at this and said, something has to change. We have to stop this reckless spending. But then, of course, when you talk to insiders at clubs like Manchester City and PSG, and they say, well, hold on, we're running ourselves sustainably. We have no debt. You know, we're looking to invest in football. We're making big investments into youth, under our youth system. We're making big investments into our stadiums. Were these rules really intended for us? Mm. Or were they intended for other clubs who have done that, who have gone about this in a reckless manner? That is the big debate that is at the core of financial fair play. And then away from that as well, you have to look at, is the financial drawbridge being drawn up on other clubs who now, you know, wouldn't have that injection of money that clubs like Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain have enjoyed, injections of money that ultimately have allowed them to compete with the European giants, the established giants like Manchester United, Bayern Munich and so on.
One thing that we can probably say with certainty is that we are far from the end of the road on this one, that presumably the clubs involved will fight to the extent that they can, and we could well be into court of arbitration for sport territory and everything like that. And that will all probably start to emerge in the coming days.
Yeah, it is uncharted territory now for the clubs and for UEFA itself. What I understand is that Paris Saint-Germain have or on the verge or have practically accepted this punishment today. Interesting that they have chosen not to take this fight on. City, Manchester City now have a big decision to make. Do they accept this settlement and effectively draw a line under it, or do they take it to the next stage? And that next stage could be very interesting. That next stage involves going to the adjudicatory committee, or the adjudicating panel that has been set up by UEFA to look into this. That is run essentially by two European court justices. And they've shown in the past through other decisions regarding financial fair play that they show no mercy, you know, that they will administer the rules. And that decision is non-negotiable for City. They can then take it to CAS after that. But a difficult and tough decision to make.
Yeah, do they stick or twist? Richard, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Richard Conway of the BBC.
Game over.